Last night, the NBC sitcom Frasier showed how to end a series right. It was too late for Friends to learn from that lesson, but it doesn't matter. Frasier always was a smarter show, so it's not surprising it went out with a more satisfying finale. What was surprising, and especially welcome, is that this last episode of Frasier delivered some of the expected plot points early and never got around to another one. Yes, Frasier's dad Martin, played by John Mahoney, got married, and Daphne and Niles, played by Jane Leaves and David Hyde Pierce, had their baby. But those events came in the first half of the show, and the other expected element of the final episode was left as a cliffhanger: the efforts by Kelsey Grammer's Frasier to win his new love, played by Laura Linney. We found out at the end that he had followed her to Chicago, but also met someone on the plane that, had the show kept going, just might have been his soulmate. But we'll never know. Frasier the sitcom is over, completing a run that began when the actor first played the fussy Frasier Crane on Cheers in 1984. The year that Cheers ended, in 1993, Frasier was spun off, the same formula NBC is adopting this year with Joey after 10 years of Friends. And Matt LeBlanc's Joey, like Frasier, will be moving to a different coast and reaching out to family to make a new start without his old support system of close friends. You can copy the format, though, without matching the sophistication. Even in its last outing, the comedy of Frasier veered from visual slapstick, Niles holding a baby monkey, to clever character-driven laughter and drama. The guests in the finale were delightful, especially the three actors playing Daphne's boisterous brothers, Anthony LaPaglia, Richard E. Grant, and Robbie Coltrane. My favorite part of the Frasier finale, though, was when Frasier decided to accept a job offer in San Francisco and leave Seattle behind, just as he had said goodbye to Boston after Cheers. This gave the character of Frasier a chance to say goodbye not only to his radio audience, but to his friends and family, all of whom had gathered in his apartment to hear his surprise news. Writers Christopher Lloyd and Joe Keenan not only provided a nice sense of closure in that respect, but set up a very touching conclusion to the evolving relationship between Frasier and his father. In the premiere episode of Frasier, the father was seen as a burden, someone with whom Frasier was saddled by moving west. By the end, it was clear their time together had been well spent. And even though Frasier's relationship with brother Niles was the funniest one on the series, last night's goodbye between Frasier and his dad was the most memorable and dramatic, in no small part because John Mahoney, as Martin Crane, is such a good actor.
Oh, move over, Roz. Do you know how many operas I'm going to get dragged to now you're not around?
Well, I promise I'll fly up for all the German ones.
And he'll be here for Christmas and Thanksgiving and birthdays, and we'll be sick of this guy.
Yeah, Dad's right. I mean, once I'm gone, there'll be no getting rid of me.
Thank you, Frasier, for, well, you know.
Last night, when Grammer ended the show by saying, "Frasier has left the building," it was for the last time. In a year when reality is eating up more and more TV space, and well-written comedies are harder to find on network TV, the enjoyment of the final Frasier will seem more bittersweet once the new fall schedules arrive. Satisfying series finales are something to treasure, but so are shows that we care enough about to care about the way they end. Will the finale of Fear Factor make anybody happy or sad or both? And even with enjoyable finales to such shows as The Apprentice and Survivor, we may care about who wins, but only until they do. I'm not thinking at all anymore about the guy who won Donald Trump's favor on The Apprentice or the gal who won the million on Survivor. But I am still thinking about Frasier, and I'm still smiling.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
They're making me ya-ya. The salads and scrambled eggs.
They're calling again.
Good night, Seattle, I love you.
Kelsey Grammer from the Frasier CD.